First up, though, what's the future of the FBI headquarters project? Lawmakers want to know, and they'll get something of an answer later this year when the General Services Administration presents Congress with a workable solution for the consolidation effort. To tell us more about that commitment and what senators had to say about the original project's cancellation is Federal News Radio's Meredith Summers.
The GSA doubled down on its promise to find the FBI a new home and pledged within 120 days to provide Congress with an idea of what to do about consolidating the Bureau's Washington, D.C. headquarters. Acting Commissioner for GSA's Public Building Service, Michael Gelber, and Richard Haley, Chief Financial Officer at FBI, committed to delivering a plan to the Senate Committee on Environment and Public Works. Gelber spent his last day as acting commissioner answering questions during the committee's hearing to review what happens leading up to the cancellation of the FBI headquarters project, why the cancellation happened, and what GSA and FBI are going to do about it. As of August 3rd, Dan Matthews is now serving as PBS commissioner, and his deputy is Mike Gelber. The request for this workable solution came from Senator John Barrasso, the Wyoming Republican who chairs the committee.
It's clear from today's testimony that the FBI does need a new headquarters, that fixing up the Hoover Building with a $100 million backlog of maintenance needs makes little sense, that the elaborate plan to swap the Hoover Building for a new headquarters facility was, in hindsight, not the best option, that we need a new, cost-effective, and achievable plan to get the FBI into a new headquarters facility.
Barrasso's request came August 2nd. GSA announced July 11th the cancellation of the FBI headquarters project, citing a nearly $1 billion funding gap. Senator Ben Cardin, a Democrat from Maryland, who represents one of the two states vying to be the location of the new headquarters, said he felt a great deal of frustration about the process.
The delay, the mixed messages that we've received on financing, and the ignoring of the action of this committee and of Congress. As a result, there's been a waste of taxpayer money, significant waste of money, and we've compromised the FBI's ability to carry out its critical mission. That is plainly unacceptable.
That was Maryland Senator Ben Cardin. A final selection for a new headquarters had already been delayed several times because of hesitation on Capitol Hill about the overall project's price tag. The Obama administration had proposed to partially defray the costs by trading the downtown Washington real estate upon which the J. Edgar Hoover Building now sits to the same developer chosen to build the new facility. Senator Shelley Capito, who chairs the Appropriations Subcommittee that oversees funding for the GSA, said the consolidation project has been a moving target legislators have been trying to follow.
You know, we're at a point where how did we get here and how are we going to make improvements? If I heard you correctly, Mr. Gelber, did you say that you need the $2 billion in 1 year in appropriation before you can move forward? Is that...
If we were to move forward with a federal construction project or a long-term lease, that's how the project would be accounted under the federal
Is that the reason you went for the swap concept?
At the end of the day, yes. It was not our preferred option, but given our funding constraints that we were operating under and given the inability to gain full access to the money in the Federal Buildings Fund, that's why we opted for the exchange concept.
Have you done swap projects before to this magnitude?
Nothing of this magnitude.
Well, no. I don't think those are... I think might have a little black mark by it right now.
That was West Virginia Republican Shelley Capito and GSA's Mike Gelber. According to the Government Accountability Office, GSA requested $1.4 billion for the project in its fiscal 2017 budget request. Congress appropriated about $523 million. Gelber said the current cost of the project was estimated at $1.6 billion and up, and GSA alone had spent about $20 million on the process since it kicked off in 2011. Senator Mike Rounds had several questions for Gelber on the history of the project and its original scoring by the Congressional Budget Office.
Could you share with us a little bit more about their involvement and share with us once again the concern that they expressed about having resources available? Can you kind of clarify that a little bit, what CBO's position was?
The Congressional Budget Office role is to score or account for these types of major federal capital investments. And their approach, as similar to budget committees and the Office of Management and Budget, is that a major initiative of this nature must be scored or accounted for in the initial year of the transaction. So even though the government is making payments in a lease scenario over a period of 20 years, all the costs of that lease must be accounted for in the original year of the lease.
Have you ever worked with CBO on other projects similar to this before?
We continue to work with, more appropriately, I believe, the Office of Management and Budget works with the Congressional Budget Office, but we have not directly worked with them.
What was the impact? What was the impact of the CBO determination as to that process? in terms of making this project workable or not under the original format?
Under the original format, the project would score, again, all the funding of the entire project scores in the initial year. So we're looking at a up to $2 billion cost that has to be accounted for in one budget cycle.
Making it rather difficult to achieve.
Yes, sir.
That was GSA's Mike Gelber and Senator Mike Rounds, a Republican from South Dakota. David Weiss, director of GAO's physical infrastructure team, said the long lag time between when the developer was expected to build the new headquarters, roughly 5 to 7 years, and get the title to the Hoover Building meant that the developer would have had to have pretty deep pockets.
One of the things that we had talked about in our report was you need to look at trying to tighten or lessen the time lag so that the relative value of the Hoover Building will not deteriorate so much, because it'll decline. The longer the time lag, the less value the building is to the developer, because he's waiting and waiting and waiting. In the meantime, he's building something.
That was David Weiss, director of GAO's physical infrastructure team. Money is one concern about the FBI project, but another issue is the Hoover Building itself. All three witnesses pointed out that the Bureau's mission had changed since the Hoover Building's construction in the 1960s, and some of the committee members also expressed their concern for both the welfare of the workforce in the building and impact the outdated structure could have on national security. Here's Senator Tom Carper.
My largest concern is, where do we go from here? So much energy has already been invested in this endeavor, only to have the process halted without an alternative plan. We can all agree that there's an obvious need to move the FBI out of the Hoover Building to a new location and to consolidate other FBI locations. Simply put, the Hoover Building is an aging building that no longer meets the needs of the FBI in the 21st century. It suffers significantly from deferred maintenance, and the employees bear the brunt of that lack of investment.
That was Delaware Senator Tom Carper. FBI's Richard Haley said the building's pipes are rusting from the inside out, and that's just one maintenance issue.
We had Ma Bell phones, gray metal desk, and file cabinets when we moved into the Hoover Building. It's now a technological hub. Just to move a wire from one part of the building to the other, going through concrete, the facility is not designed for that. Everything takes a significant amount of additional funding, a lot of time. There's frustration on the operational side because they need something today, and it may be months or even years before we can get all the pieces in the building.
That's Richard Haley, Chief Financial Officer and Assistant Director of the Facilities and Logistics Services Division at the FBI. In Washington, Meredith Summers, FederalNewsRadio.com and 1500 AM.